Here's a thought I'll title Photographer, Storyteller, Artist, Observer. When I first picked up a camera in high school, I set my sights on becoming, quote-unquote, a photographer. I wasn't really sure I knew what that meant other than a person who uses a camera, a person who makes prints. So my goals, I guess, were media-oriented, not content-oriented. But one of the very first projects that grabbed me in earnest and that I set out with dedication to complete as something or other eventually became what's known as the Made of Steel book. This is pictures of old garages and machine shops and greasy guys because they reminded me of my grandfather and I felt at home photographing those kinds of places. But in the course of photographing those kinds of people and places, a very subtle shift took place in my way of thinking that I wasn't conscious of at the time. It was only near the end of the project that I started thinking of myself differently. I didn't use the term photographer so exclusively anymore because I realized what I was doing was less involved with the medium and more involved with telling stories. And so, for a while, when people asked me what I did, I wouldn't respond by saying I'm a photographer. Instead, I'd say I was a storyteller. And to some degree, I still am. Then, fast forward another decade or so in the evolution of my work, particularly after getting so engaged with abstracts, I stopped thinking of myself exclusively as a storyteller and started thinking of myself as an artist, which was a pretty bold thing because I was told by a British friend of mine that no artist with self-respect would call themselves an artist, that in the UK, that's a term that other people use to describe what a person does, but the person who is the artist would never refer to themselves as the artist because that would be sort of bold and braggadocious. So I was hesitant to call myself an artist, until I came to grips with the idea that I'm not from the UK and that it was okay to call myself an artist, and so that was what replaced storyteller in my mind's eye. So I'd gone from photographer to storyteller to artist. But that's not the end of the story. In the last decade or so, I've even started to let go of the term artist quite so much and refer to myself more as an observer of life. What I think photography has become for me is a way to watch, receive, to listen, to think, and to some degree to translate in a way that hopefully adds something to the people's lives who are viewing my artwork. And that's where I am now in my fifth decade of photography, is that I've gone from photographer to storyteller to artist to observer. But as I was thinking about this for this very Here's a Thought commentary, it occurred to me that photographer, storyteller, artist, observer can be translated into what I was actually doing. That is to say, instead of photographer, substitute the word media. Instead of storyteller, substitute the word content. Instead of artist, substitute the word product, or artifact, if you will. And instead of observer, recognize that it's a certain kind of activity. It's a way to approach and respond to the world. So my transition from photographer to storyteller to artist to observer can also be thought of as what I actually did. An evolution from media to content to product, to activity. At least, that's been my path. Maybe that doesn't relate to you at all. But I am a believer that our self-image does tend to guide our actions. And I guess that's the important message that I wanted to get across, is how you think about what you do influences what you do. So if you perceive yourself as a large picture in a frame hanging above the fireplace person, then that's what you'll produce. But there may be some benefit to, from time to time anyway, rethinking what it is that you're doing and drawn to as a creative individual. And in my case, that meant four different phases of my approach to photography have changed over time. And I'm very anxious to find out what the next evolution is in my art-making life.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.